请大家打开《使徒行传》。Please turn your Bibles to the Book of Acts。我们已经讲完《使徒行传》，来到第二十章，我们要从第十七节开始讲。
We have arrived at the Book of Acts, chapter 20, and we will be reading from verse 17 today.
使徒行传第二十章十七节说，保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。他们来了，保罗就说，你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害历经试炼。你们也知道，凡以我们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希腊人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心里迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁和患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Acts chapter 20, verse 17. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they had come to him, he said to them, You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me that in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
我们来在上个星期我们看到保罗在赶路朝向耶路撒冷去，他不断的 in a hurry， 他不断的一直在赶路朝着这个耶路撒冷去赶时间。
We saw last week that Paul was on a journey towards Jerusalem and he was rushing to Jerusalem.
所以他到每个城市去的时候呢，他都虽然他赶时间都停留下来教导那里的弟兄姐妹。
But despite his rush, every stop that he made, he would make it a point to teach and instruct the brothers and sisters.
那么我们跟大家讲说，他虽然要赶路去耶路撒冷，他在以弗所，去耶路撒冷应该朝南走，他却是往北去。
And while he was in a rush, instead of heading south towards Jerusalem, he instead went north.
啊，为什么呢
？Why？
啊，原来我们已经看到他为了是要到各教会去收取奉献，带到耶路撒冷去帮助耶路撒冷的信徒。
We saw last week that the reason he did that was because he wanted to visit various churches to collect an offering for the church in Jerusalem.
所以保罗不但是到每一个城市去讲道，是照顾他们灵性的需要，而且他去收奉献是照顾他们身体上面的需要。
And so we said that as Paul was going to the various churches to collect money, he was concerned about the physical welfare, the financial welfare of the church. But he was also preaching to them, and he was concerned about their spiritual welfare.
那么同时我们也跟大家思想到，那时候呢，他来到特罗亚 Cross。对啊，那在那个地方呢，他们虽然福音有大开的门，但是他要找这个提多啊。那么提多在哪里呢？原来他派提多去哥林多教会，因为哥林多有许多的问题，所以他不但是照顾他们灵性的需要，照顾他们 这个身体上面、肉体上面的需要，而且他很照顾他整个教会的这个灵性。Overall health of the church.
We also saw that as Paul made a pit stop at Troas, he had sent Titus from Troas to the church at Corinth, because the church at Corinth had a lot of issues. And in that action, we saw also that Paul's concern for the general health of the church was very much there.
所以他说完这些奉献，他要赶去耶路撒冷的时候呢，他本来不想停留在以弗所，在这个米利都，但是呢，因为可能天气的关系，他们必须在这个米利都停留下来。
And in his rush to Jerusalem after having collected the offering, he had no intention to stop at Ephesus or, in this case, Miletus. But it so happened that the vessel he was on had to stop.
所以他就派人去找以弗所的长老来。
And so, as we see from today, he had sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church.
然后呢，他这一次呢，可以算是最后一次吩咐他们，是一个 farewell speech.
And what happens next can be considered Paul's farewell speech to them.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，应该是从十七节读到三十八节，但是经文太长了，所以我把它分成两段。
And as we're reading this passage today, we really should be carrying on all the way to verse 38, but it is a very long passage, and so I've decided to split them up into two.
他把他们长老找来的时候，告诉他们说：“你看我保罗在十八节说，在你们中间始终。”为人如何，他把他一来到那边，他住在他们当中，他怎么样做人都告诉他们，然后他继续接下去，他就他说怎么样来牧养神的教会。
And we see from verse 18 that as Paul begins to talk to them, he tells them, you yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia. He tells them, this is how you've seen my ministry from day one. And then he proceeds to tell them,what and how they should continue to minister and shepherd the flock.
所以我们在读这段经文的时候呢，我们先看他怎么样在他们当中来这个怎么样告诉他们过去他怎么样为人到底是如何，他来跟他解释。
And so Paul begins by telling them how it is that he had conducted himself from day one.
所以我们在这段圣经里面要看保罗怎么样做人。
We want to see from this passage how Paul conducted himself.
他做人的原则是什么
？What were his principles?
他的人生的这个原则，做人的原则，他怎么样？到底他为人的态度是怎么样
？What was Paul's philosophy of life?
所以在这段圣经呢，我很快的跟你在这段圣经很快的跟大家分段。
So very quickly, I'm going to give you a bit of an outline.
第一呢，他是对神，你看第十九节，他服侍主。
First of all, his focus was towards God, and you see that in verse 19 where it says serving the Lord.
那么第二，不但是对神，他也对教会，他怎么样服侍？你看第二十节，你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说。你们是谁呢？你们就是耶路撒冷啊，不是以弗所教会。
Second was his focus towards the church, and you will see that in verse 20 where he says, I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, you being the church at Ephesus.
所以他第一，他对神怎么样？第二，他对教会怎么样？第三呢？
So firstly was his focus towards God, and second was his focus towards the church. Number three,
他对整个世界的人群他怎么样呢？第二十一节，对犹太人和希腊人证明当向神悔改信靠耶稣，这个就是讲他怎么样服侍这个社会呢，就是传福音。
Number three is Paul's focus towards the wider society, and we see this in verse 21 when he says testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个就是传福音。
And that is evangelism.
那么最后一个呢，就是他怎么样对待自己的使命。你看第二十四节，他说我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
And the fourth was his view of himself, and we see that in verse 24, where he says, I do not account for my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if I only may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus.
所以这边他就四样，第一就是他怎么样服侍主，怎么样服侍教会，怎么样服侍这个世界，怎么样服侍或者是委身于他自己神给他的使命。
And so we see four aspects of Paul's life and ministry: his service towards God, his service towards the church, his service towards the wider society, and how he viewed himself.
那么我要你注意这段圣经里面注意那些形容词。
Now, I want you to see some of the expressions that he uses here.
因为我们要看保罗的一生，他到底做人怎么样做他的，他怎么样形容他的生命。
And we want to see how he lived his life and how he viewed it.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这里形容是他说他服侍主的时候是凡事谦卑，第十九节，眼中流泪，而且呢经历试炼。
In verse 19, we see some of those descriptions when he says he serves the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials.
所以这里很充满了感情.
It is full of emotion here.
那么他服侍主的时候，他说这里讲说我没有一样必为不说.
And as he served the church, he said here that there was nothing that I would withhold.
所以这个是 all out， 就是说全心全力的去服侍。
This is an all out service. He held nothing back.
那么对于世界呢，对于传福音呢，我们知道保罗完全不保留的，不断的向外传福音，这个可以看出他的这个决心。
And we also see that when it comes to evangelism, Paul certainly held nothing back. He gave it his all.
所以 到最后呢，我们看到保罗在讲到他的使命的时候呢，他说第24节，我不以性命为念，要只要行完那个路程，完成主给他的托付。And
then Paul, viewing his own life, said, I don't account my life of any value as long as I can finish my course and the ministry that I have been given.
所以你看到保罗这里形容的人生呢，是充满了这个干劲，充满了这个冲劲，是充满了这个目标，而且是充满了这个向前这个方向，有这个方向感。
And as we look at these expressions or descriptions, we see that Paul's life was full of purpose, it was full of direction, it was full of passion.
所以我们要问你，每一个人在座，你的生命是不是充满了动力？
And so I want to ask everyone here, are you a motivated person?
你是充满了冲劲?
Are you a person that's full of drive?
你是不是充满了干劲?
Are you full of energetic? Are you an energetic person?
你的方向，你的生命的方向是朝什么地方去？
What is the direction of your life?
你的生命的目标到底是什么？
What is the motivation of your life?
你知道你活着为什么？
Why are you living?
今天有一部电影大家很熟悉的。
Today there is a TV program that you are all very familiar with.
就是行尸走肉。
It's called The Walking Dead.
有没有听过 Walking Dead?
Have you heard of The Walking Dead?
他们好像死人一般，他活着，但是他活得好像死的。今天你没有看到人行在我们当中呢，他好像是一个活人，但是他完没精打采的，他也不知道他为什么活，他就是一天不天，每天的做，每天的做，每天的做，早上起来做到晚上睡觉，明天早上起来又是做到晚上睡觉，他生命没有活力。
The Walking Dead is a TV program about zombies, and it's about the undead, and some of us in society can be like that. We walk around like we're alive, but as though we are dead. We have no purpose, we have no energy. We wake up, we work, and we repeat the next day.
所以你的生命是不是漫无目标，一天一天的过？
Is your life purposeless and just being passed day by day?
一天过一天。
One day at a time.
每一天做同样的事情.
Each day just doing the same thing.
你的目标到底是为什么？
What is the purpose of your life?
你的生命到底是为什么？
What is the purpose of your life?
你没有活力.
Do you not have energy?
没有喜乐.
You have no joy.
没有方向.
You have no purpose.
你到底做这些为了什么？
What are you doing all this for?
基督徒也是这样。
Christians are like that.
你到底活着到底是为什么？
What is the purpose of your life?
人生就这样吗？
Is life all about this?
我可以告诉你，我信主就是因为这个原因。
Let me tell you, the reason I'm a Christian is precisely because
我年轻的时候一直问这个问题，到我今天，到我今天，我还是问这个：你人生的目的到底是为什么？
From when I was young until right now today, I always asking myself, what is the purpose of life?
我常常问自己，这个生命到底是为什么而活？
I'm always asking myself, what am I living for?
我的方向是什么？
What is my direction?
我的生命值得活吗？
Is my life worth living?
当然，当我问这个年轻的时候问这个事，我是毫无目的。
Of course, when I was younger and I asked this question to myself, I had no direction or purpose.
我失去方向。
I had lost my way.
但是信了主之后，我有了方向。
Yet after coming to know the Lord, I have found my direction.
但是今天我活着的时候，如果主再给我活多一次，我会怎么样呢？我还是会做我现在要做的侍奉。
And if I was given a chance by the Lord to do this all over again, I would still do what I'm doing now.
我如果主再给我活多一次呢，我会不会在中年的时候才出来传道？我会在很小的时候就出来传道。
If the Lord gave me a chance to do it all over again, I wouldn't wait until I was middle aged to come up and preach the word. I would preach when I'm young.
我现在发现时间不够了，我要服侍的事情太多了，我巴不得我有更多的精力、更多的时间、更多的这个能力去做成主的工作。
At this age, I've realized that I have so much more to do, so much more to serve, and I wish I had started earlier.
但是你呢？
What about you?
你的一天过一天，你到底是为什么活着？你的那一天你活着是不是有价值呢？
As each day goes by and you live your life, does your life have any value?
是不是你每一天过的又是浪费多一天呢？
Or are you wasting each day away?
每一天过都毫无目的，没有办法这样过一天。
You wake up and not have any direction.
基督徒的人生不是这样。
A Christian life should not be like that.
基督徒的人生是充满了方向感。A
Christian's life should have a great sense of purpose and direction.
是充满了这个目的，他知道他为什么活着，他为什么要做这件事情。
It is full of purpose, and he or she knows why he is doing what he has to do.
所以当我们读这段圣经的时候，你从看到保罗呢，他充满了冲劲，他知道他要做什么，他朝那个方向去。
And as we look at this passage, we see how Paul is full of that drive, and he knows exactly where he has to go, and he plows towards it.
所以我们来大家一起来看，现在第一点呢，保罗是什么呢？他是真心诚意的来服侍他的主人。So
we look at point number one, Paul serving the Lord heartily.
他全心全意的来服侍主。With
all his heart, Paul served.
让我们来看第十九节。Let's
look at verse 19.
他说，他。 或许我们从18节看起吧。他说，他这些长老来了，保罗就说：“你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何，怎么样做人呢？第一，我服侍我的主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害，历经试炼。”We
begin from verse 18, and when they came to him, Paul said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time, from the first day that I set foot in Asia." And how was that? In verse 19 he says, "Serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews."
所以你注意看到保罗怎么样服侍地，保罗服侍的是主耶稣。
And so we see the first thing that Paul says is that he serves the Lord.
保罗为什么活着呢？他活着就是要服侍主。He
lives so that he can serve the Lord.
他很清楚他服侍的是谁。He's
very clear about who he's serving.
而且这个服侍这两个字,
and in fact, this word serving,
这个服侍这两个字呢，在原文的意思就是指奴隶的意思，就是说他是一个奴隶。
This word serving in its original language meant a slave.
所以这个 doulos 的意思是他是把主耶稣的 slave, 主耶稣的奴隶。
This word doulos was meant that Paul was the slave of God.
今天我们很讨厌听这个名字。
We hate that word today, slave.
但是我们却是罪的奴隶。
Because we are slaves to sin.
我们不做主耶稣，但是我们却成为自己罪的奴隶，只是你不承认自己是奴隶罢了。不过你是罪的奴隶，因为你非犯罪不可。
And you say, no, I'm not going to be a slave to Jesus, but you are a slave to sin.
如果你不是罪的奴隶, 你就是自己的奴隶, 你被自己的方向, 被自己的目标, 你定了自己的目标, 无意志的目标, 拼命做, 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 你就是那个, 为了你的, 可能是你的事业的奴隶。
And if you're not a slave to sin, then you're a slave to yourself, your own desires, and every day you work towards it, and you cannot escape that.
所以你不是主的奴隶,
so if you're not a slave of the Lord, you're a slave of sin.
因为你如果为自己活, 你还是罪人。
Because if you live for yourself, you are still a sinner.
所以在这里他看到很清楚, 他是为主而活, 而不是为自己而活。
But it's very clear here that Paul served the Lord, not himself.
所以请问你是谁的奴隶?
Whose slave are you?
你可能是你的职业或者你成功的奴隶, 你所定下自己的目标的奴隶。
Maybe you're a slave to your career, maybe you're a slave to your success or whatever it is that you desire.
或许你是你公司的奴隶,
maybe you are a slave of your company.
或是你的嗜好的奴隶, hobby.
Maybe you're a slave of your hobbies.
你非做不可,
and you cannot but do them.
但是我要告诉你清楚的, 你必须是耶稣基督的奴隶。
But I want to be clear that you must be a slave of Christ.
因为主耶稣是用重价把你买回来的。
Because the Lord, with a great price, bought you over.
主耶稣拯救我们的时候, 他之后呢, 他说我们不再为自己活, 乃是为他替我们死而复活的主活。
And when Christ saved us, it was so that we no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who for our sake died and was raised.
因为主耶稣他降世为人, 他的爱激励了我们, 所以我们想一人替众人死, 众人就死了, 并且替众人死了, 是叫我们活着的人, 我不再为自己活, 乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活。
For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And He died for all, that those who lived might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised.
我们是用重价买回来的。
You, we were bought with a huge price.
所以不要做人的仆人。
And so do not be bond servants of men.
同样的哥林多前书6章20节说, 我们是重价买回来的, 我们必须要在自己的身上来荣耀主。
1 Corinthians 6:20 also says, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body.
所以不要服侍人, 要服侍主。
And so we're not serving men, we're serving God.
我们不要服侍罪, 我们要服侍主。
We do not serve sin, we serve God.
我们不要被这个世界所捆绑, 我们要来侍奉主。
We are not bound by this world, we serve the Lord.
因为主是用宝血, 祂的宝血, 祂钉在十字架上, 祂流血, 把你买赎回来的。
Because God bought you over with His precious blood.
怎么你可以说他拯救了你, 他用他的命来把你买赎回来之后你还在为自己活呢?
How can you say that after He has saved you and used His own life to save you, that you can live for yourself?
他用他的命来换取你的命, 然后你还是在为自己活呢?
He replaced His life with yours. How can you live on your own terms?
所以我们每一个基督徒呢, 你活着为什么? 你应该为主活, 如果你不是为主而活呢, 很可能你不是基督徒。
Christians should be living for the Lord, and if you are not living for the Lord, then there is a possibility that you're not even Christian.
你不知道你的主人是谁?
You do not know who your master is.
如果你不知道你的主人是谁, 你怎么可能是信主的人呢?
If you do not know who your master is, how can you be of Christ?
所以我们要思想。
So we need to think about this.
我们的人生到底是为什么而活? 你昨天是为什么而活? 现在你早上起来,你是为谁而活?
What is the purpose of your life? When you wake up every morning, who are you living for?
我们要问自己,我们毫不是行尸走肉。
We need to tell ourselves that we are not living in the flesh.
我们不是walking dead.
We are not walking dead.
我们不是好像人好像看他是活着,我们里面是死的。
And it's not like someone sees us and it seems like we're living, but on the inside we're dead.
如果是你的里面是死的, 你根本就没有生命。
Because if your insides are dead, then you have no life at all.
我们的里面是充满了主耶稣的生命, 圣灵住在我们里面, 怎么可以里面是死的呢?
But if the inside of you is filled with the Spirit, it's filled with the life of Jesus, then how can you be dead?
我们的里面应该是充满了感恩, 充满了喜乐, 因为主耶稣拯救了我们, 现在我们有目标, 我们有方向, 我们知道自己往从哪里来, 往哪里去。
No, we should be filled with joy. We should be filled with thankfulness because now we are Christ and we have a direction and we have a purpose in life.
所以我们知道心里面我们活着是因为主拯救我们。
And we know in our hearts that we live because Christ saved us.
所以马田说, Martin Lloyd-Jones说, 我们每基督徒应该是世界上最快乐的人。
Martin Lloyd-Jones said Christians should be the most happy people on earth.
因为我们是被主拯救的,
because the Lord has saved us.
我们是有盼望的,
and we have hope.
我们知道有天家,
and we know that there is a heaven.
所以世上不管任何事情, 神着我们的生命受到威胁, 我们都不怕, 因为我们有一个天家, 在那里, 有主在那里等候我们。
And whatever happens to us, happens to our bodies on this earth, we will not be afraid because we have hope and we know that we have a heaven to go home to.
所以我们应该是充满喜乐的人, 我们知道我们将来会去哪里。
And so we should be extremely joyful and thankful because we know in the future where we are going.
所以我要问你, 你每一天过你不累吗? 你每一天过一天好像行尸走肉。
And let me ask you, is it not tiring to live one day at a time like the walking dead?
每一天就是为了吃另外一餐,然后继续活着。
With the only purpose being the next meal?
这个就是生命吗?
Is that the be all and end all of life?
这个就是你的人生吗?
Is that your existence?
不是的,保罗说,我是耶稣基督的奴隶。
No, Paul says that I am a slave of the Lord.
而且呢,他说什么呢? 他说,我凡事谦卑。 眼中流泪, 而且呢, 历经试炼。
No, and he says that he serves the Lord with all humility, with tears and with trials.
为什么呢? 这里谦卑到底什么意思?
What is that humility? What does that mean?
谦卑跟流泪有什么关系?
And what does humility have got to do with tears?
谦卑跟试炼有什么关系?
What does humility have to do with trials?
谦卑不是一个人走路好像很谦卑给人看,不是这个东西。
Humility is not an outward expression for others to see.
谦卑是在神面前谦卑。
Humility is before God.
流泪是指内心的压力,他流泪。 试炼是指外面的这个逼迫,他经历试炼。
The tears refers to an internal struggle, whereas the trials are an external challenge.
为什么是内在跟外在呢?
Why is there that internal and external?
保罗在侍奉主的时候，他看到不断的讲道，不断的劝勉弟兄姐妹没有成长，还在跟罪挣扎，他心里就流泪。
As Paul preaches the word and as Paul serves the Lord of humility, he sees that the congregation and the brothers and sisters continue to sin, and in his heart he cries.
那么但是他面对外面的试探的时候呢，外面的试炼的时候，很多人苦逼迫他的时候呢，他要经历这些呢，他必须要谦卑。
But externally, as he is faced with all this opposition and all these trials that the Jews brought forward to him, he needed to humble himself.
所以在读在准备这段圣经的时候，我非常体会保罗的心情。
And so as I'm preparing for this, I have great respect for Paul's attitude.
我们在牧养教会的时候，不断讲，不断讲，拼命讲，把生命都把这心都挖出来的，他还不成长。
And even at the pulpit or as we serve this church, I continue to preach and I continue to say these things from the Bible, yet people don't listen.
但是怎么办呢? 就流泪。
And I cry.
是受到外面很多人一直反对你，为什么反对呢? 这个有很多问题，但是我们怎么办呢?
And when we're faced with trials from the outside and we're constantly being opposed, what can we do?
谦卑。
Humble.
谦卑是什么意思呢?
What does humility mean?
我们知道凡事神使万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
任何一件事情发生，包括人反对你，都有神的旨意。
Whatever it is that happens, including opposition, you have it, God's will is there.
所以我们就要谦卑，因为当别人反对的时候，我们说为什么这么多？我侍奉神，我应该神应该听我的话，使我受更好的待遇。为什么我会待在这呢？好像我懂得比神多。
Because if we are not humble, and as we preach the word and we find that there's opposition and there are trials, you might then feel in your heart that, Why am I facing all this? I'm preaching the word. Why can't God give me an easier time?
如果我要这样想的话呢，我就好像我比神懂得更多。
And if I think that way, it would seem as though I know better than God.
如果我愿意谦卑，主啊，你有你的时间。主，如果让这些事情发生在我身上，当然他有他的意思，所以我要谦卑。主，你知道，你认为这样最好，我就愿意接受。这个叫谦卑。
When we're faced with trials, we need to humble ourselves and understand that the Lord has His own time and the Lord has His own plan. And we humble ourselves and submit ourselves to the Lord's will.
同样的，我们在外面工作也是，我做的这么辛苦，我做了这么多，我应该有这样，但是没有得到，怎么办呢？
In the same way, when we're out in the workforce and we're working and we're pouring ourselves into our work, yet we've not reaped the rewards of it.
我们当中有很多人说，哎呀，你看我做了，这边有一个人不断的反对我，不断反对我，说我为他们感谢你。你说啊，为什么你可以这样？
Even amongst us, there are brothers and sisters who struggle with co-workers and things like that. And I say that I thank God for these people.
原来这个是神的旨意，他认为这个最好。Because
this is God's will, and God
他就用这些来磨练我们。
God thinks this is the best for us, and He is using these people to sanctify us.
所以我们要谦卑。So
we need to be humble.
那么我灵心中的灵眼泪又怎么说呢？
What about in my spirit?
或许我们遇到一些苦难，我们爱的人没有我们想象中这样的成长。
Perhaps there are people that we love but they're not growing.
神有神的时间。
God has His own time.
这个也对我好。
And even this is good for me.
叫我忍耐，叫我等候，叫我依靠主。
It teaches me to be patient. It teaches me to wait on God.
所以当我们侍奉主的时候呢，不管你的家庭，不管你的事业。 这些都不是你想象中，只要你信耶稣基督，他是有全能的，他用爱我们，我们就在他面前谦卑。So
whether it is in our lives, whether it's at home or at work, if things aren't going well, we just need to humble ourselves and wait upon the Lord.
因为他有他的时间，
because He has His own time.
他有他的旨意，
and He has His will.
我们就要在他面前接受他的磨练，这个叫谦卑。
And we need to stand before Him and accept that this sanctification. That is humility.
有一天我们的身体会衰残，有一天我们会死。
There will come a time where our bodies will give way and we will die.
有一天我们会生病。
There will be a time where we will fall ill.
我们要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们要接受。
We need to accept that.
因为这就是在神面前谦卑的意思。
Because that's what it means to be humble before the Lord.
因为我可以跟你保证，没有一个人。 可以免去，每一个人都要死。
Because I can guarantee you that you cannot avoid it, and all of us will have to face that.
所以我们都要接受，有一天这就是神的旨意，并临到我不能够拒绝。我的太太会去，我的孩子会去，我会去，谁去不知道。
And if my time has come, and if that's what the Lord wills, my wife will go, I will go, someone else will go, I do not know when.
谁会去先呢？我不知道。
I won't know who goes first.
但是我要接受。
But I need to accept.
这个叫谦卑。
And that is humbling ourselves.
而且这是我们人生必走的路。
And that is the necessary path of life.
但是我信耶稣。
But I believe in Jesus.
我知道有一个天家。
I know I have a heavenly home.
我知道我要往那个地方去。
And I know that's where I'm headed.
这样的地方神要来接待。
And when I'm there, the Lord will receive me.
所以我要预备见他。
And so I must prepare to meet Him.
我们应该谦卑。
We must be humble.
所以今天我们的在世上活着，我为主而活。到那时候，我要来向主交代。
And so today on this earth we live for God, and then we are accountable to Him when we meet Him.
所以，请问你为谁而活呢？
What are you living for?
你是为主而活还是为自己而活？
Are you living for yourself or are you living for God?
你一天过一天就是这样的浪费吗？
Are you living one day at a time and wasting it away?
保罗的人生原则就是他真心诚意的来服侍主。
Paul's philosophy of life was that he served the Lord heartily.
第二呢，保罗全心全意的服侍教会。
Number two, Paul served the church unreservedly.
你看第20节。
Look at verse 20.
他说：“你们也知道，凡以你们有益，我没有一样避讳不说，或在众人面前，或在家里，我都教导你们。”
We see that Paul says in verse 20, "You know how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house."
所以保罗对教会呢，他是全心全意。他为什么我活着？我活着是为侍奉主耶稣，我活着是为要侍奉教会。
And so what was Paul living for? Paul lived to serve the Lord heartily. Paul lived to serve the church.
你有没有读到这段圣经? 他说我没有一样避讳不说这个避讳不说是什么意思呢?
He says that I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable.
Shrink for 就是指我没有一样停止，我没有收留任何一样，凡是对你好处，我全部告诉你。
He says in verse 27 that I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. And that means he held nothing back. He told them everything.
所以你看到保罗这个全心全意吗?
Do you see that heartiness of Paul's ministry?
他为教会的缘故呢, 他什么好, 只要对教会好处啊,什么都给, all out, 全心全意的去做。
As long as it was for the good of the church, he poured everything into it.
所以很多时候呢,我们 来到教会的时候，你要知道， 你不是来教会受教会来服侍， 你是来教会服侍主。
So when we come to church, we do not sit there expecting to be served, but we come to church to serve the Lord.
你说我怎么看 serve the Lord? 我怎么样服侍呢? 看不见的主呢?
How do I serve, you say? How do I serve the Lord that I can't see?
主耶稣说，如果你把一杯水给你一个小子， 最小最需要的人， 你给他一杯， 你就是给我。
Jesus said that if you have given a cup of water even to the smallest of mine, you have done it to me.
所以你要服侍主，看周围的人，弟兄姐妹有需要去服侍他，你是在服侍主。
If you want to serve the Lord, look around you. Serve the brothers and sisters, and you are serving the Lord.
保罗在这边说，对你有好处的，我没有一样不讲，我全部讲，讲到完了。
Paul says, as long as it was profitable for you, if you had any benefit in it, I have given it all to you.
其实你如果继续看下去,
if you look further on,
你看第20章,
and if you look at verse 20, chapter 20,
那么你看这个, 让我看一看, 这个他说第27节, 他说因为神的旨意, 我并没有一样避讳不传给你们, 然后呢, 我再看一下, 哦，就在26节啊，他说第26节，所以今日我向你们证明，你们中间无论人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有立为不传给你们，所以我应该讲的话都讲完了，现在责任是你，你自己向神负责。
In verse 26, Paul tells them, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink back from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. He's saying that he's given all that he has to give, and now the responsibility is theirs.
所以你看到保罗的形容词是他 go all way out, 他全心全意把整个心都挖出来，整个人生都投下去，就是为教会的好处。
And so we see Paul's life was all about the benefit of the church, and he gave them every single thing.
那么他讲两个方向，一个是在众人面前公开的讲道，或者在私人 from house to house 就从家里到家里，他就在个人上面他做辅导劝导的意思。
And we see also that he teaches not just in public but from house to house, and that was a personal discipling of these people.
所以很多时候，作为牧师、作为传道人，我们要把好的讲，不好的也要讲。
And as preachers and as pastors, we need to speak both the good and the bad.
因为我们的工作包括要警告。
Because our job is not just to rebuke or to warn.
神是责备,
as well as to rebuke.
而且我们要能够随时看到有危险的时候，提醒弟兄姐妹说小心，不要做这件事情。
But we also need to watch out for how people might be falling down slippery slopes and warn them.
所以在礼拜天我们在主日的时候，我们常常讲正面的道，就是神的教导是什么。但是在私人底下，如果你有做错事情，或者你有危险，我一定会警告你。
As we preach from the pulpit every weekend, but I see that you are approaching some life in a different way, I will warn you.
所以但是有时候呢，我们常常做坏人。
And so sometimes we have to be bad, the bad guy.
我记得有人来问我，可不可以做这个？我说不可以。再来，可不可以做那个？我说不可以。可不可以做那另外一个？也不可以。牧师，你什么都不可以。
And there have been times where people come up to me and ask me, can I do this, pastor? And I'll say, no, you can't. And the next week they'll come and ask me the same thing, can I do this, pastor? And I'll say, no, you can't. And they'll throw up their hands in the air and say, whatever I ask you, you say, I can't.
所以他生气走了。
And so, in anger they left.
这样我们能够做什么呢？在保罗这边在心中流泪。
And what can we do but to, as Paul says, cry in our hearts?
因为很多时候，如果你常常走错路，我们就常常跟你 say no, no, no. 然后我们讲正的路，你又不走。
And it is the case that if you are constantly on the wrong path, then you will hear all the time, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong.
所以我们在这里保罗说什么呢？只能够心中流泪。
And all we can do, as Paul says, is to tear in our heart.
但是保罗服侍的教会，你看他是全心全意、毫无保留的贡献出去。
But as Paul served the church, he served with all of his being and he kept nothing back.
因为就是在这段圣经里面，其实如果你继续看下去，保罗告诉他们说，这个牧养28节这里讲到说，保罗劝他们要牧养神的教会，这个神的教会是神用自己的血买所买下来的。
In verse 28, Paul says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And this flock was obtained by the blood of God.
这就是神的旨意，神要每一个人来到教会。
And this is the will of God, that all will come to church.
受教导,
and be taught.
而且呢,受保护,
and be protected.
保护的意思就是说,如果有危险,我们要警告你。
And the protection means that if we see danger in your life, we will warn you.
所以上次我们跟大家提过，你们听到有很多的这个不同的这个一波又一波的这种冲击，这个 wave after wave.
And we see that there's wave after wave of assault.
这思想，这比如说我们提到Mark Driscoll,
And wrong thinking such as Mark Driscoll,
McLaren.
You see McLaren.
这些都是错误的影响。然后我们常常讲这个错那个错，好像我们整天讲错。其实我们目的不是要针对任何人，我们目的是要保护信徒。
And there are all these competing thoughts that are wrong, and it then comes to see that we're always saying who are wrong and what our real point is.
今天我们也是有很多人讲到说这个社会福音。
These days we talk about the social gospel.
讲到我们要影响政府,
we talk about wanting to influence government.
我们要改变这个社会,
we want to change society.
我们跟大家看到上个星期, 保罗怎么样改变社会, 是通过福音, 不是通过政治手段, 不是通过示威。
Last week we saw how it was that Paul changed society, and it was by preaching the gospel, and it wasn't about protest.
所以我们一直要告诉大家，这个不要跌入这些陷阱，所以我们要警告。
And so that's why we want to tell everyone to not fall into these traps. And so every week we warn and we warn.
所以保罗，你看他全心全意，他把整个心都挖出来，就是要保护教会。
Paul, in his bid to protect and to serve the church, gave of his entire heart.
所以你看到保罗的工作最重要的是传讲神的道理。
Paul's main ministry or his biggest job was to preach the word of God.
我们已经跟大家讲过，不过还是要再讲一次。你请你打开以弗所书。
Yes, we have said this many times from the pulpit, but we will say it again. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians.
我们不会厌倦，我们还是要再提醒。
And we will continue to remind you of this.
你看第希伯来这个以弗所书第四章第十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12.
我们从十一节，他说神所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，做什么呢？为要成全圣徒，各尽其志，建立基督的身体。
We'll begin reading from 4:11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.
所以神赐给教会有使徒、有先知、有牧师、教师，这些人都要同工来做一件事，什么事情呢？
And so God gave the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers and pastors for one purpose.
要成全圣徒,
to make to mature the believers.
所以成全这个字呢，其实英文圣经翻译很好，就是 equip，意思说装备信徒。
In English, it says to equip the saints.
为什么要装备信徒呢? 要他们去做成什么各尽其志，谁做呢? 就是每一个人各尽其志做自己应该做的工作。所以牧师要装备每一个人，每一个人去做 the work of the ministry, 去侍奉主的给他们的工作。
Why are we equipping the saints so that each one, every saint, can do the work of the ministry?
如果你不参与教会，怎么样可以完成这个工作呢？
And if you're not part of a church, how then are you going to do this ministry?
他说怎么建立起基督的身体？
He talks about building up the body of Christ.
如果你不是在教会里面，怎么样建立起这个基督的身体呢？
How are you to build up the body of Christ if you are not part of the body of Christ?
所以牧师的工作呢，就是教导，装备，使到我们每一个人都能够在信仰上面同归于尽，而且呢，彼此相爱，来荣耀神。
And so the job of a pastor is to teach and to correct until all of us are united in the faith towards our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到保罗在人生的目标什么呢？他要服侍主，第二呢，他要服侍教会。
And so we see Paul's philosophy of life, that is serving the Lord heartily and serving the church unreservedly.
所以请问你怎么样服侍教会呢？
So ask yourself, how are you serving the church?
你对这个教会，对你所参与的教会，做了什么？
What have you done for this church?
所以我们要重新里面思想，我不是为自己而。And
so we need to recalibrate and ask ourselves, who are we living for?
我们是为主耶稣而。We
are living for God.
我们为他的教会而。We
are living for Jesus, God's church.
所以我们要全心全力去做。And
so we need to do this with all our hearts.
不但是这样，保罗也服侍世界上的人。
Not only that, Paul served the world inexhaustibly.
我们继续看，这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这里你看21节，他说对犹太人也好，希腊人也好，我都向他们证明，当向神悔改，信靠耶稣基督。
He says in verse 21, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当时的人说，我们只要服侍犹太人。
And back then, some people would have said, I only want to serve the Jews.
保罗却在罗马书那边讲，他说，不管你是希腊人，是话外人，是聪明人，是异族人，我都欠他们的债。
Yet Paul said, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
意思是说他，不管你是什么人，我必须要向你传福音。
He's saying, I don't care who you are, I'm going to preach the gospel to you.
保罗是为福音而活。
Paul lived for the gospel.
保罗为主而活，为他主的教会而活，为主耶稣的福音而活。
Paul lived for God. Paul lived for God's church, and Paul lived for the gospel.
所以我们发现，保罗一生就是要朝这个方向去。所以我们呢？
So we see that Paul's entire life was toward in this direction.
神把你放在一个公司里面。
The Lord has put you in a particular company.
或者一个学校里面,
maybe in a particular school.
或者一个邻居那里,
or perhaps in a neighborhood.
目的是你这样的地方，你虽然做你的工作，你还是可以传福音。你有你邻居可以传福音，你有你的同学可以传福音。
So that wherever He has put you, you have a mission field and you can spread the gospel to your colleagues, your neighbors.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
And that is the great commission that the Lord has given.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore, make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
然后呢, 把我所吩咐的都教导他们遵守。
And then teach them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以今天我还在教导主耶稣的命令，我还在实行大使命。
And so today, I'm still trying to fulfill this great commission.
By teaching,
by teaching you.
所以你可以发现，我们每一天都要去传福音，都要使人成为主耶稣的门徒，而且把主耶稣教导我们的全部 all 都教导他们，凡主所教导我们都教导他们顺从。
And so at every point in our lives, we need to be fulfilling this great commission to make disciples of people and to teach them to observe all that the Lord has taught us.
所以我们在传福音的时候，我们在跟邻居传福音的时候还不够，还要带他们施洗。不但不够，而且有他们有问题的时候，我们还要把主的话说：“主说这样，你必须要这样做，去遵守。”这个都是大使命。
And so it is not enough that we simply spread the gospel to our neighbors. We need to teach them to be baptized, and then we need to teach them to observe the things that the Lord has commanded us to do.
所以我们看到保罗是不辞劳苦的服侍人群，就是传福音。
And so we see that Paul was inexhaustibly serving the world by preaching the gospel.
所以你看到 保罗是为这个而活。
And this is what he lived for.
你为什么而活呢？
What are you living for?
最后一点。
A final point.
保罗怎么样呢？从一而终的忠于神的呼召。
Paul serving his calling single-mindedly.
你看，我们接下来看接下来，你看第二十二节，他说：“现在我要往耶路撒冷去，心里很迫切。”这里原文是说心里被捆绑，不知道要遇见什么事，因为有圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁和患难等待我。但是我不以自己的性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的知识，证明神恩惠的福音。
In verse 22, Paul says, And now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained or bound by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
So he doesn't even care about it.
He doesn't even care about his life.
所以他从专注专心要完成主给他的工作。
And his focus, and that laser focus is about completing the work that the Lord has given him.
所以我们叫做 single-mindedly, 就是说专心只有一个，就是要完成主给他的工作，完成主给他的使命。
And that's why it's called single-minded. He has a single-minded objective to fulfill the Lord's mission for him.
主给他的工作他一定要完成。
Whatever the Lord has given him to do, he must accomplish.
所以你看到他为什么活呢？他要完成神给他的旨意。
Why does Paul live? Paul lives so that he can accomplish God's will.
所以我要问你，你为什么而活？
So I want to ask you, why are you living?
保罗为主而活。
Paul lived for God.
保罗为教会而活。
Paul lived for the church.
保罗为福音而活。
Paul lived for the gospel.
保罗为神给他的工作而活。
Paul lived for the work that the Lord had given him.
神给你什么工作？
What work has the Lord given him?
不是每一个人都要做牧师。
Not everybody has to be a pastor.
你可以成为医生，你可以成为工程师，你可以成为一个书记。
You can be a doctor, or you can have any other profession.
但是你要在你的职位上，神给你的职位上去完成神给你的工作。
But in your place, you must accomplish the work that the Lord has
given you. 因为每一个人都必须要在他自己的身上荣耀神。
Because in each person's life, you need to glorify the Lord.
我可以做一个很好的书记 a clerk, 来荣耀神。
I can be a very good clerk and still glorify the Lord.
我可以成为一个很好的工程师来荣耀神。
I can be a very good engineer and still glorify the Lord.
我可以成为一个很好的学生来荣耀神。
I can be a very good student and glorify the Lord.
我可以成为一个很好的运动员来成为来荣耀神。
I can be a great athlete and glorify the Lord.
不管你做什么。神把你放在那个位置，你有没有在那个位置想尽办法来荣耀神？
In whatever place the Lord has put you, are you trying to give glory to the Lord?
你是行尸走肉，还是你是一个活生生荣耀主的人？
Are you the walking dead, or are you one that's full of life serving the Lord?
是你的心里是不是充满了活力，充满了干劲？
Is your heart full of energy and direction?
你的心里是充满了喜乐
，Are you full of joy？
你心里充满了这个方向
，Are you sure of your direction？
你的心里是不是充满了主耶稣
？Is your heart filled with the Lord？
好像保罗一样
，Like Paul。
保罗说：“我在你们当中怎么样活，怎么样为人，你自己清楚看见。
”He said to the Ephesian elders, "You can see how I've been living since day one."
所以保罗说：“学我的样子。”
And he said, "Follow my example."
下主日我要继续讲去。保罗说：“学我的榜样，我怎么样牧养神的教会，你们也照样牧养神的教会。”
Next week we will be looking at how Paul says to them, "Follow my example." However, I have ministered to the flock. Do that.
但是今天我们单单看保罗的人生，他是一个充满了主的人生。
But today we have focused on Paul's life, and we see that he is a man filled with the Lord.
你的人生到底是一个怎么样的人生？
What kind of life do you lead?
是你是一个活生生荣耀主的人，还是一个行尸走肉的人？
A man or woman that's alive serving the Lord, or the walking dead? Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, as we read this passage today, we pray, Lord, that we would indeed follow the example of Paul. That, Father, we would not be swept away by all the other concerns of life. That we would not use language like going back to the grind or seeing our lives as merely a routine to go over week after week, day after day. But Father, we pray that you would give us a renewed direction and purpose in our lives. We pray that, Father, you would give us an energy, Lord, that will be spent on you. That we would not walk around aimless and without purpose, just like the generation that we see in the world today. We pray that, Father, we would be different and that we would have joy and thanksgiving because we know what our direction is, what our purpose is, and where our hope and our future lie. In Jesus' name, amen.